In 3 short years, Luminato, the Toronto Festival of Arts and Creativity, has become a huge presence both here and internationally. The organizers have attempted to cover the artistic gamut in 10 packed days of activities, and our theater critic Lynn Slotkin is here to give her overview of some of the theatrical offerings of this year's festival. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Good. For those of you who might be new to this fair city and have never really experienced it, how would you describe Luminato?
Luminato illuminates the arts in Toronto, both locally and internationally, and brings international companies here for the same purpose. There are events in theater, film, visual arts, music, opera, dance, children's offerings, lectures, and lots of free activities to give people a sense of the arts. This year, the final weekend will have a special free presentation from Cirque du Soleil, for example.
And we learned that Guy Laliberté, the founder of Cirque du Soleil, is going to be blasted into outer space.
Yes, and I just said that he could buy outer space.
Very interesting. Yes. The festival itself, I mean, it sounds enormous.
Yes.
Naturally, you're going to focus on the theater.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to?
There are four of them that are specifically theater, these four events. First is Nevermore from Edmonton, and it's subtitled The Imaginary Life and Mysterious Death of Edgar Allan Poe, both comic and dark, it's described as. And certainly the subject of Edgar Allan Poe, that master of suspense, would be compelling. Also in the mystery vein is a show called 5 o'clock Bells from Ottawa, and it's a one-man show about the mysterious death of Canadian guitar legend, Lenny Bro. He was murdered in Los Angeles. He was 43 years old. He was found floating in a swimming pool. They've never solved the mystery of who killed him, and this play delves into his life, art, and death. Then from Israel, we have Zisela. It's an examination of relationships between mothers and daughters in Yiddish culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wordless production described as quirky. That's, quote, quirky kaleidoscope of music, dance, and theater without words, quote. So for those who are Yiddish challenged, they don't have, that's right, and me sort of to a certain extent, not to worry, it's wordless.
Okay.
Finally, from Canada is Lip Sync from Robert Lepage. It's his 9-hour epic exploring themes of parenthood, adoption, the human voice, and the world. 9 stories connect 9 lives over 70 years.
9 hours.
9 hours.
Are you kidding me? I mean, people who love theater would think that 9 hours would be a bit long, wouldn't they?
Matt, it happens. You know.
9 hours?
Don't worry. No, 9 hours. Matt, it's Robert Lepage. He's our resident genius. I don't use that word. He's a genius. A person can see it in one go and one day. It involves 4 intermissions and 1 dinner break.
I should hope so.
Do you feel better now? Yeah. Okay. And it's spread over, you can also see it spread over 3 nights in little chunks. It's an event. Audiences love events. Nicholas Nickleby was 8.5 hours. It went like a zip. Don't worry. Robert Lepage, I would swim through oceans of gore to see his work. But downtown Toronto is closer. Okay? Let me be bold here and say Robert Lepage is one of Canada's greatest cultural representatives internationally. And every show he does illuminates why he has that reputation. His sense of vision is both clear and dazzling, and Lip Sync is his most ambitious. No doubt there will be lots of technology, but in his hands, it always serves his play and his vision of it. You know how I just hate technology that's there for no purpose except to impress.
Mm.
In Robert Lepage's past shows, I don't get that sense at all. And certainly I would think I wouldn't get that with this one, but, I will go and see it.
Grow a beard while I was there. I mean, 8 hours.
God.
Wow. 9 hours,
yes,
even.
Yes, exactly.
Luminato, I mean, it has become a major theater festival, a big festival overall, but a big theater festival in a very short time.
That's true.
Are there still some growing pains, still working some things out after 3 years?
Well, I think there are a lot of growing pains for prospective patrons. You know, for example, the Luminato website certainly gives details of shows. What I want is more clear information. I think it would be a good idea to clearly state the country of origin of the performing company so we get a sense of the international aspect of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly had to wade through a lot of press information to find out if a show is Canadian or international. When I'm looking for shows that would be called theater, more often than not, they were the boundaries were kind of blurry between opera and theater and technology and film.
Maybe that's kind of the point, though.
Well, up, but it should be clearer so audiences who might not be familiar with it should be able to pick and choose and tell be able to pick better, you know, be more informed. And lastly, I would think if they could give me a clear idea of what the storyline is without the gush of press information, you know, dazzling, wonderful. I want to know the story so I can pick if I want to sit for 9.5 hours, something, you know, give me an idea of what it's about. That's all.
Ask Guy La Liberté if he can figure out what Cirque du Soleil is.
Tell me about it.
He'll call you from outer space.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, Lynn, thank you very much.
A pleasure.